So I said last week, you're going to have to tell us a little bit of your vacation, family vacation in Africa, and let's do it today.
Sure.
From a professional point of view, what were your impressions?
Well, in Kenya, what struck me is that you really, when we compare to what we have here, and it may not be a fair comparison, but just in terms of the health perspective, there's no, the water is suspect. You can't drink water anywhere. You have to be use bottled water. Restaurants serve bottled water. Even in major cities, you're told you can brush your teeth with the water, but really don't drink it. It's not, you can't trust it. So right away, you have an entire population of 40 million people who have no access to reliable drinking water. And that's in the city. In the outlying areas, you know, you're driving along and you see children fetching water from literally pools of water along the side of the road, using that water for cleaning and cooking and drinking. There are some areas where you have one water supply, a tap of water that's taking groundwater for an entire village. Clean air, no clean air. Emission controls are non-existent. You're in Nairobi, for example, Steve, and it's all pretty much diesel engines and dirty diesel. You see a fog around you even in daytime. It's not a matter of, you know, we have days where you may have some smog and you look in the horizon and it's sort of floating on top. Here it's not floating on top. Here it's in the city itself. You see the clouds around you and you can literally feel the effect it has on your breathing. So imagine people living day to day, every day for their entire lives in this type of environment. And the countryside is really no better because the roads are so poor. You have these massive trucks driving along from Mombasa through to the internal countries of Africa, such as Uganda, and they're lined up. It's two-lane roads, and you've got the same belching black smoke all along. And so you're driving, and you can breathe this stuff in. This is not just little bits of emission that are the problem. Healthcare is really not available universally. You have no universal coverage, no preventive care. I spoke to a few people asking about just what do you do for regular stuff, you know, pap tests and vaccinations. And there's no access for most of the people in the countryside. And there's no specific universal coverage. There is some public health initiatives, but a lot of the healthcare is provided where it's a user pay. And most of these people who work in the outlying areas work for about $2 a day for an 8-hour day of work. So there's really nothing available to them when a pap test, and I asked, how much does it cost to get a pap test? They said, well, it's about 6,000 shillings. 6,000 shillings is about $60. And when you're making 200 shillings a day, you can't really afford to go for even something like that. Yeah. So the living conditions are poor, living in single cinder block homes, or even mud huts, and this is common. You drive along the highways, and best example is, say, driving along Highway 17 or 7 or one of those roads we have around here, and along the side of the roads, you will see people just living in these single huts, no electricity, no water, and it's everywhere. It's not just in specific locales. It's all along the roads, people wandering the roads, walking, trying to find food, cutting down trees. It really was quite an eye-opening experience.
I guess so. Dr. Dworkin, thanks for joining us again.
You're very welcome, Steve.